Golf Talk America is brought to you by Club Corp, the leader in private clubs. Go to clubcorp.com for more information. And presented by the French Lick Resort. Go to frenchlick.com and sign up for a bucket list fulfillment item.
Welcome to the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America with Tim Matthews and Frank Bassett. Take it away, boys.
Well, there are no boys to take it away, at least not Tim, that is. Tim is on assignment or work release or whatever. We're just not sure, but Tim's not with us today. This is a special edition of Golf Talk America, and we're coming to you live from the Nashville studios, but we're going to bring in a good friend of ours and a co-host once in a while on this show when we're out on the road traveling, and he's the man from the French Lick Resort, but he's in Orlando, Florida, on some sort of assignment. Or no, I don't think he's in Orlando. I think he may be at the beach. Brendan Sweeney from the French Lick Resort by way of New Smyrna Beach. Brendan, are you there?
I am here. I am loud and proud. Beachside, as we call it, over in New Smyrna Beach with all the other spring breakers in the world. You know, fortunate enough to have a short commute over to New Smyrna Beach. So it's beautiful out, a little chilly today, but it's going to be a fine day here, especially when I'm sitting down with you, Frank Bassett. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good, pal. I wish I was there with you. I woke up to 28 degrees this morning in Nashville, Tennessee.
It was a chilly 44, but it's going to be up to about 65 today. So the wind's blowing about 25. Was going to go for a bike ride, but decided not to. So well, just, I'd much rather spend some time with you, my man.
Just go with the wind to your back, pal.
Well, it's crazy enough. The Canaveral National Forest is 9 miles down the road. And if the wind's at your back, you can make it down there in about 25 minutes. But if it's not, it'll take you about an hour and a half. So well,
can you get into that? You can't get on that. You can get on that property?
Absolutely, yeah. That's where Playa Linda Beach is.
Oh.
About 5 miles down, it's the only, like, nude beach that's on the east coast of Florida. So it's not really a great place to go. It's sort of like going to Walmart and getting stuck behind a lady in spandex. It's not a fun place to see.
God. Why did I not know that was coming? I knew that was coming.
You brought it up, man.
Hey, I did. I started it. I'm sorry. Hey, buddy, it's good to have you. It's good to have you back on the show. It's been a while, and so we have a mutual friend we're going to bring on today, a new friend of mine, a friend of yours, but he's here in Nashville.
And absolutely.
That's a fellow named Jimmy Rector from EMI Records. He's the vice president of promotions there, and he's going to be joining us in about 20 or 30 minutes to talk a little bit about one of the legs of Golf Talk America, which is the music and entertainment side. So that's going to be a fun conversation, but let's jump into a couple of things that are going on right now this week, leading into the Masters next week, and that's the A&A out on the West Coast right now, a major
Absolutely.
Tournament on the LPGA Tour, and I think there's some former winners from French Lick, or competitors and a winner from French Lick that are playing in that tournament, are there not?
Yeah, as you know, French Lick Resort, we've been around since 1845. We've had golf there since late 1800s, and a really strong presence of women's golf, and last month being the women's history month, we brought in a lot of golf things, but we host the Donald Ross Classic, which is a Symmetra Tour event. And woke up this morning and turned it on, and sure enough, our 2019 winner, Patty Tanavanakadit. I messed it up again.
I knew that was coming.
Tanavanakadit, Patty T, as she goes by.
Patty T.
Is our leader this morning at 6 under. But the other cool thing is, Frank, you know, with my Irish background, we had the opportunity to play in the Sweeney Cup with Ryan Ballingy and yourself and Matthew Lawrence and myself, and we played with Leona Maguire from Ireland. And
yes.
She is now 2 strokes back.
Yeah.
In third place. So got some great things happening out in the desert. I'm not sure if you watched, but Julie Inkster and Jerry Foltz were playing a charity scramble the other day.
I did.
Well, both have some great ties to French Lick as well. You know, Julie won the Legends Championship back in 15. And she's just been a great, great friend of the program. And Fultzy, hell, he's been there since 2010 when we had the Club Pro Championship. So it's good to see that the roots of French Lick have sprouted out. And come this July, you can swing by the resort and see the Donald Ross Classic played with the Symmetra Tour ladies. So we're ready to rock and roll with that.
Yep, that's going to be a blast. I'm looking forward to that. Looking forward to another Sweeney Cup. You and I have won it 2 years in a row, but since you're the host, we can't take the trophy. I don't appreciate that. But then again, I appreciate playing, so beggars can't
be
choosers.
This is the year we pencil whip somebody. I'm done with it. I need to take some hardware home.
Yeah.
I got a couple of medals hanging in the old office, but it's not the same, right? We have to go old school and just beat them on the scorecard.
Well, that's easily done. I know I have erasers. So anyway, well, buddy, it is.
And you have trophies.
I do have trophies. I do have. I'm looking at a Golf Writers Association of America trophy as we speak.
Champion. There's an asterisk because it was a shortened event. You're the clubhouse leader after one round, and it got rained out the day later.
How lucky was that? I talked to God that night. Rain. Please, God, let it rain. Because I can't follow this round up.
You're praying to something else, man, I tell you.
Anyway.
That was our karaoke night, for God's sake.
That was the karaoke night. We're not going to go there on this show, though. That was fun.
The songs that make the whole
You got up in a biker bar and sang that, and I thought we were all going to die.
Oh, that's so great. That's part of the Golf Talk America Sports. music and entertainment. Logo.
Yeah,
so
music, entertainment,
and on the line, and it was me. So I'm happy to be your wingman on
that. And we formed a new company called Golf Talk America Bail Bonds. So it's
Chico's Bail Bonds, Chico's Bears.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, listen, another thing that happened in talking of sports. Yesterday was a big day in sports, and I expected to see you and your slicker in Chicago yesterday. And at the Cubs game, but it got rained out, of course. But yesterday was opening day for baseball.
Yeah. I mean,
how good is that?
Love it. Love it. And then, if you want to go back to I'll bring it back to French Lick because they're paying me. You're not. French Lick has a huge baseball background. We had back in the 1800s, baseball, was launched up, and from 1901 to 1949, we had spring training. So back in 1907, 1908, the Chicago Cubs had their spring training there. And that's the year they went back-to-back to win the World Series. So if you look back to 2016, we were up at the Chicago Golf Show, and I had our head pro, Andy Fortner, go out to the old ballpark at West Baden and dig up some dirt. I have it on tape, and I was up on stage with the Shannon Rovers pipe band, and there was a fellow there, Dave Kaplan from WGN. He's one of the Cubs announcers. And I said, here, we're here to reverse the curse. And I handed Dave Kaplan a box of dirt from the actual ball field from the last time that the Cubs won the World Series. And he presented it to the Chicago Cubs. And I'm going to take credit for reversing the curse.
Did you get any free World Series tickets for that?
No, but my old
kind of sucks.
As a matter of fact, I did. I did.
Did you really?
It wasn't through the Cubs. It was through my roommate, Tim Delisle, my old college roommate. He has season tickets. So, I did manage to go to game four against Cleveland, and the tickets were free. I didn't pay for anything. I just bought booze. So I think he came by. I definitely caught the shaft on that one.
Yeah, you do that when I'm with you. It's terrible. Yeah. Anyway, hey.
You buy the food, you buy the booze.
That's right. That's right. I always go to the steakhouse there at the French Lick Resort, the 1875 Steakhouse, which is the year that they started the Kentucky Derby. But let's get back over now.
Well, hey, wait a second. So you're talking Kentucky Derby for all you sports fans out there.
Yeah.
That's part of the Golf Talk America Music Sports Entertainment mantra.
Right.
Coming up first week of May is the Kentucky Derby. Now, Churchill Downs, they have a reduced capacity this year. I'm not sure what the actual number is, but if you horse racing fans want to come out and play some golf, play some bets, and you can watch the Derby right here at French Lick, that's the way to do it, man. You go out in the morning, you can bet the Oaks on Friday, you can bet the Derby on Saturday, have a great time. We're not going to screw you on prices like they do in Louisville. I was about to say French Lick, but we don't have a 3-day minimum at $800 a night. We're true to our word, so we're going to stick to it.
So can you get us Derby tickets?
No.
I didn't think so.
I was talking to the head of media there, And I'm actually having to, you're going to be up there. We'd be doing a show there on the 23rd of April.
Yeah.
And the guy said, hey, you know, 364 days of the year, be my guest. Don't call me on Derby Day. So that's the answer for that.
I've been to one. I've been to one Kentucky Derby and one Kentucky Oaks. And it was a fabulous event. But let's get back to golf for a minute because there's a lot going on. I know when this show airs, it will have changed. But let's talk in generalities on this thing because in San Antonio, Texas, the Valero Texas Open, Jordan Spieth came out of the chute at 5 under par yesterday and was leading the tournament most of the day. But looks like the winds died down a little bit in the afternoon. And Camilo Villegas, which is a heartfelt, you know, we're heartfelt fans of his. So he did lose a child, and that was a terrible, terrible thing. But he shot 8 under par. And that's the best round he's had in tournament golf in a long, long time. So when this airs, all of that will have changed. But just for the fact that Jordan Spieth has been playing really, really good, Camilo has not been playing good, understandably so, but he's playing good. So we wish the best to our friend Jordan Spieth, absolutely, and of course, and to Camilo Villegas in the Valero Texas Open. Ricky Fowler, by the way, will not be playing in the Masters this year. I just don't think there's any way. So this is Glory's last shot right here because the people who are not in the Masters have to win this tournament if they want to get into the Masters next week. So,
if you look at the leaderboard, you know, it's Friday morning now.
Yeah.
And then you look at the fellas that are playing in the Masters. I was just going through it. You got, you know, Jordan Spieth, Matt Kuchar, Woodland, Corey Connors, you know, Zach Johnson, Anser, Finau, Willett, you know, Ricky Fowler, you know, he didn't do anything great.
Nope.
You know, Brian Gay. But then you look down at Phil Mickelson. He shoots a 79 on Thursday.
Yeah, he had.
You know, are they going out to Texas? Do they have to? Do they have sponsors they got to take care of? Or are they trying to tune up for?
I think all of the above. I think that's all of the above. Plus, now you have to look at the fact that the Valero Texas Open is the longest running event on the PGA Tour as far as in one spot, which is San Antonio. So there's a lot of loyalty on the PGA Tour, and so that's there are a lot of reasons why the guys are playing there. It is a good warm-up for Augusta, but it's not Augusta. And
I mean, if you look at Zach Johnson, I mean, he's, you know, past champion at Augusta National.
Yes.
But he's also got, I think when he's got a consecutive streaks, he's got like 6 consecutive cuts made.
Zach's,
he played well,
Zach's,
you know,
playing
on
good
Thursday. Yeah. Is this going to be a platform for him? You know, he's a Ryder Cup co-captain. Patrick Harrington, you know, as of Friday morning, he's tied for 19th. You know, he's Ryder Cup captain for the Europeans.
Yeah.
Are they just trying to get a feel for the players?
Oh, absolutely.
Could Zach Johnson be a co-captain playing co-captain or no?
Probably not. Probably not. There are too many players right now that need to be on that team. Zach's had his, you know, day in the sun, and he'd be a really good co-captain. But let's let some of the younger blood get in there. Harrington is there looking at players, I guarantee you. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, so, Matt Wallace. I mean, if you look at some of the Euros that are doing well, you know, Matt Wallace is got a top 10 cooking right now. He's guaranteed. You know, he's on the cusp of being on that team as well. So. Yeah, maybe, you know, Patrick says get out there and see what you got. But there's no really other Europeans that are making any headway in this tournament at all. You know, Tom Lewis, maybe.
Nah.
Danny Willett, he's got no chance.
Not happening.
Unless he wins the Masters again. That's not going to happen.
Not happening.
But
not happening.
Who knows? But also in Florida, Frank, we could jump off of Texas. You know, Friday morning, 44 degrees at Sandestin.
Oh.
that's your redneck.
Hey, easy. That's not the redneck Riviera. We don't say redneck is not politically correct.
It's not?
Intellectually, physically, and appearance-wise challenge, yes. You got to have a pickup truck to be a redneck, and guess what?
You have one.
I have one. And an SUV. So I love my pickup truck, and you like it too. You've been trying to steal it from me forever, but people have already turned us off. So let's get back to what it's all about, and that's next week, to be honest.
Yes,
The Masters. Limited, very, very limited patrons on the course. very limited. Hospitality houses are basically shut down. We may be there. We don't know yet. Probably we'll know more this afternoon, which is Friday or Saturday. But we'll be reporting live. We'll have people on the ground there reporting live with us every day next week. So look forward to that, all you listeners out there, mom, dad.
I wonder if I'm still expense T-bones if I'm 800 miles away. T-bones to go.
You better have a damn airline ticket to expense with it or they'll shoot yourself in the foot. It's a strange year going into even this year, and we're ready for this to go. I mean, everybody go get the vaccine. Get a shot.
I got my second shot yesterday.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I feel great.
Hey, your voice sounds funny. Great. I don't know what that's. It
could be. I grew an extra elbow last night in my sleep, but I'm doing fine.
Oh, my God. Well, anyway, it's just to preface a little bit about the Masters and Azalea House, which we're at every year doing live shows every day. There's still a chance we may be doing that. We'll know more late today or tomorrow, and we'll let you know on Monday if we come on the air and we're live in Augusta. But that'll be a quick turn. After Augusta, of course, is the RBC over at Hilton Head that we're usually doing live shows. Monday after the Masters, oh my God. So it just feels funny. We've not been out on the road. Brendan, you and I, you know, have never missed a PGA merchandise show.
That was funky.
It was strange. We've always done live on the main stage there, radio stage. Didn't happen. So we're just not out there. And, of course, it hurts Golf Talk America Corp. Only because we're not out there live in front of people and getting paid a lot for doing shows on the road. So, but that'll happen. That'll happen soon.
So, wait, you're saying I'm going to start getting paid for this?
No, I didn't say that. Did I say we? Did I say we? I meant me.
Rewind the tape.
No, I thought something's gone wrong. It's digitized on us, pixelating. No, it's sad. Looking forward to being on the road again up in French Lick. That's going to be a blast.
Yep, coming up April 23rd and 24th. Going to have our Louisville media mafia, as I call them, up there for a preview of the Kentucky Derby. So looking forward to that. That's their big Super Bowl up there. And then towards the end of May, we're going to be mid-May, going to be up there with Ryan Ballinger. He's got a group coming with Golf News Net.
Right.
And then the Indy 500. I'm trying to spin a deal with them so we could possibly do the Golf Talk America show live from America's biggest car race.
Well, that's the biggest. Isn't that the largest outdoor sporting event, period, in the world?
Not this year.
No. Well, it used to be 500,000 people. I mean, it's bigger than the World Cup. I mean, it's incredible. Yeah. And I've been to that once, too. And let me tell you, it's foul.
I was there when Jacques Vandeleuve won.
Oh, that was the year that the horrendous wreck, the driver, I can't remember who the driver was.
He can't remember either.
No, well, you don't. It was not pretty. It was a terrible wreck. But, yeah. Anyway, so to recap, speaking of truck tires, right? To recap, we're going to let you know. We will let you know via social media and that where we're going to be in Augusta if and when we get there, depending on what happens with one certain hospitality house, and that'll be the Azalea House, azaleahospitality.com. So check them out too. They're good friends of ours, and we have a lot of fun. I want to go back to something real quick that we haven't discussed, and that's on a more somber note. But I think our listeners need to know we lost a special person up in French Lick.
Been
around a long time. Talk a little bit about that, Brendan.
It's our boy Glenn Whitey. Whitey, our most famed caddy, great guy. He worked it down at the casino. For those of you that have been to French Lick, you know, he worked the craps games, and then, you know, he'd get off work and then shoot up to the Petai golf course. And Whitey had some kidney problems, had kidney cancer, and he unfortunately passed away on Thursday. So funeral's on Monday. He's a great guy, just a wonderful man. Always, he's the only guy that ever called me Brendan. You know, that's crazy. Come to think about it, everybody calls me Sweeney up there, and he's like, "Hey, Brendan, how you doing?" So, that's it. Great guy. Going to be missed, but really a legacy to live on. And always brought a smile to my face, and to all the people that he caddied for up there. set an example to the young kids, and you know, truly a looper in the sky. So got a bag waiting for you. Why do you want to get up there, buddy?
I don't think he wants that.
Sure he does.
He wants you to caddy for him when you get up there.
Every caddy wants doubles.
Wants double loop. Take a double loop. Anyway, like I said earlier, we're going to have Jimmy Rector on from EMI Records. He's the vice president of promotions, has been there since 2012. He doesn't manage them, but he deals with, works with a few people that you might know, like
Alan Jackson, baby. Our brothers Osborne.
Eric Church.
Gary Allen.
He's worked with everybody. Good Lord.
And you guys live pretty damn close to each other. We'll talk about that when he comes on.
Yeah, we'll have some fun. So don't go anywhere, everybody. Stay where you are, and we'll be right back in just a moment. You're listening to Golf Talk America. Well, there it is. Fire up the blender. That music is from one special movie. If you can name it, we'll send you a sleeve of Titleist golf balls. But I don't think we're live on the air right now. We're recording this for a podcast, so nobody wins. Really sorry, folks.
Hey,
that's a way to keep the balls from me. You know what I mean, Sweeney? I mean, come on.
I'm a Callaway guy, my man.
Yeah, you are Callaway. That's right. All right. Callaway, far away. Yeah, you dig into my golf bag every time we're playing and start pulling out my golf balls, too, when I'm not looking.
Dude, hey, it's your show. You can do whatever you want to do.
Well, you're part of this show, so come on. Anyway, Brendan Sweeney's back with us from the French Lick Resort by way of New Smyrna Beach at his palatial beach house on the ocean there. Must be great working up for French Lick, making that kind of money. I don't know where you're getting all of it, but anyway.
Frank, I got so many homes, I have no idea where I'm at.
Yeah, I'm not even going to go down that path. There's no way what I'm going to say about the neighbor's wife. So let's leave that alone. Anyway, like I said earlier, since 2012, this man has been the VP of promotions. I don't know what his title is these days, but somebody who lives close to me. I've been in Nashville a long time and know a lot of music folks, but I've never met the VP of promotions for EMI Records in Nashville, Tennessee, Jimmy Rector, yet he plays golf and lives like 2 miles from me or something like that. Jimmy, welcome to Golf Talk America.
Thanks, guys. And Frank, can you get us a tea time this afternoon?
Yeah, if you want to go out to Bluegrass, we can go anytime. I'd get us a tea time at French Lick, too.
We could solve this we haven't met part.
I know somebody at French Lick, too. We can run up there.
We can run up there.
It's actually opening day at the Pete Dye Golf Course. If you guys can get up there by 3 o'clock.
It's too cold today. Today is it's cold in Nashville, Brendan. Today it's cold in Florida. It's cold everywhere. Big front came through, but 2 days from now it's going to be warm. So, well, we might have to go play in next week or something, Jimmy. For sure.
I would like that. That'd be a lot of fun.
Anyway, so it's so funny that by way of Brendan Sweeney, I was introduced to Jimmy Rector. And that's why Jimmy's on the show, because, as you know, Golf Talk America is the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. And this is the music and entertainment side, as well as sports. And so, Brendan, thank you for introducing me to a new friend and new golf partner here in Nashville.
Well, it's actually pretty funny. Jimmy and I hooked up a couple of weeks ago down here in Florida, went to a Yankees game with a mutual friend of ours, Mike Moore, and we started talking. I'm like, man, I knew I met you somewhere before. And sure enough, probably it was, I'm guessing it was like 8 or 10 years ago. I flew into Chattanooga for a Corn Fair, a nationwide event. And then I was driving up to Nashville, and I called my buddy Tommy Smith. And I'm like, Smitty, I'm heading up to Nashville. Where are you? He goes, hell, I'm here. So he booked a room at the Courtyard downtown, and I hooked up with him. And we're walking down Broadway. I call Mike Moore, who was actually out in Oregon at the time. I said, hey, man, thinking of you. He was with the Big 98 in Nashville prior to that. And so Mike walked down Broadway thinking of me, and all of a sudden the phone rings a minute later. He goes, where the hell are you? I said, I'm in the corner of 4th and Broadway. He goes, turn around. And sure enough, Mike was in there in some bar with Jimmy and the rest of them. Next thing you know, we're watching Vince Gill, Keith Urban singing at the Bridgestone. And after that, things got a little bit foggy, and the sales calls for the next day were instantly canceled. So, Jimmy, it was a good rendezvous moment. at the Yankees game the other day, and thanks for coming on the show, my man.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, and thanks for inviting us.
Oh, yeah.
But I say us. I'm sitting here by myself. But, you know, I am schizophrenic sometimes, so maybe there's more than one of us.
Well, the great thing is with EMI, with your gig, I mean, you know, you're similar to us. You're a very outgoing person, and part of your job is to make people happy in the music business. Part of my job is to make people happy in the golf business, and part of Frank's job is just to hang out with us and get on the expense account. So we're on his platform
yes,
today.
Sir.
Yes, sir.
Sounds perfect.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about your stable of musicians you got there?
Oh, my God.
And tell you what, we're looking at the roster right now, but you know, why don't we start off the top? You got Eric Church and work your way around that.
Yeah, EMI Nashville is part of the Universal Music Group in Nashville, but I run the EMI side of the group, and our roster includes Eric Church, Alan Jackson, Gary Allen, Brothers Osborne, and then some new kids that hopefully you guys will be hearing about soon. John Langston, Kylie Morgan, Chrissy Metz from the This Is Us TV show, and Brandon Lay. So, you know, we kind of handle all the radio promotion for those guys, which is how I've known Mike for almost 30 years, it seems now, is him working in radio and me and him, him playing my artist. So I'm like Frank. I like to run around and see how many people's expense accounts I can get on and push these guys. And a couple of them are actually golfers, and several of them aren't.
Well, the great thing is, I'm sure you can remember this one too, Mike Moore. We should have him on the show. He was at K92 down here in Orlando.
When I first met him.
Yeah, when I first moved down here in '96, my wife worked for K92 and WDBO here at Cox Media Group, and she goes, "Oh, this guy's putting on a golf tournament. His name's Ron Bison. He's the morning jock, and it was the Ron Bison and Friends Country Shootout in." And that's how Mike and I became buddies. I helped him out with the golf tournament. But it was, man, tell us about some of the artists that played in that. That was insane.
Well, back in those days, I would have been working for a different company. But, he pulled – if you were a golfer in Nashville, if you were an artist and liked to play, a lot of people played that tournament. It was one of the larger markets that we work with. And not to mention, it was just a fun tournament. So he could pull – you get a lot of the newer artists that are trying to kind of be seen and get known that just like to play golf. And then, you know, you get people like every once in a while, like a Vince Gill, that's pretty good.
If he hears this, he's not going to be happy with you saying that.
Vince
is really good. Really good.
I mean, it was like Toby Keith and Lone Star and
Marty Rowe from Diamond Rio, I'm sure.
Yeah, Marty was there.
Yeah, I worked with Lone Star back in those days, and a couple of those guys were not bad. They like to get out and hack it around. Kenny is funny because I've been friends with him for years, and I think back in the early days he would go out, but he is not a golfer. I mean, I think he'll occasionally go right around and hit a ball, but it's not something that he pursues with a passion. So he's not very good at all. He would rather be sitting on a beach with a cocktail in his hand, and I can't blame him.
Well,
I can't blame
there's nothing wrong with
but
that.
But the good news about that is he's pretty good out of the sand.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's
absolutely. And I understand you're getting pretty good out of the sand too. But one of your players, one of your guys, I'm looking at the Golf Digest top 100 country singer or country players. Eric Church is carrying an 18 handicap. He says he's a country singer, loves touring and promoting the album The Outsiders. But Eric's a player.
Eric is a player. And if I could remember the name of the club, and well, he probably wouldn't want me to share it anyway, but I know he's a member of golf club up in North Carolina. And, he's pretty good. He got into it about maybe 4 or 5 years ago. And, just like with his music, when Eric gets into anything, it's with a full passion. And, the 18 handicap speaks for itself. He's gotten very good. I haven't got to play with him in a few years, but, there was a time when, you know, when he walked up to the tee box, you ducked. But now,
that's normally around the 14th hole for us, and that's for self-induced reasons.
I was fixing to say that's a very different reason we do that. But he's actually gotten quite good.
If you ever go to French Lick, let me tell you where not to park if you go play the Donald Ross course.
Okay, that'd be in the lower parking lot, ninth hole, Donald Ross course.
Yeah,
Jimmy, we were playing.
Well, this is at the tournament. This the Symetra Tour event. We're playing in the pro am there, and that's the play. That was players parking, and I kind of slid in, and they know me, so they kind of let me go on in there. And I said, well, I'll just park in Players Parking. I had a brand new car. I just bought it the day before and brought it down there, okay?
Nice shiny black. Was it?
Yeah. Yep. Go ahead and finish the story, Brendan.
We're stumbling around the eighth green, and also we get up to the ninth tee box. And the shot sort of sets you up that if you're open stance, it's going to shoot you dead right. So we all hit, and all of a sudden Frank hits. And he's like, oh, that's going in the parking lot. It's going to hit somebody's car. And all of a sudden you hear a thwink. So we finish up the round, and we're going to drop the clubs off the car. And he's like, oh, man, someone hit my car with a ball. Not only did he hit it into the parking lot, Frank managed to hit his 24-hour old car with his own ball.
Brand new freaking black car right in the middle of the hood. Big ball dent. I mean, it showed dimples. It was incredible.
Oh, yeah. Frank, at your home club up at Bluegrass, I think it's number 5 that runs up by the road.
Yes. That par 5 when uphill?
When I teed off, I just kind of cringed and just waited to hear brakes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've put one out by the liquor store there. Yeah.
Oof.
I have duck hooked one right out into the road, and you hear brakes squealing, and you head for the clubhouse and go get a drink, because you do not want to be responsible for that accident that happens out there. Yeah. Anyway, so
hey Jimmy, going back to the country music, 2020 was just an absolute, we're all pulling out of this thing. Yeah. And as the vaccinations come around and as artists start to get back on their feet, what do your artists do at EMI? What do you guys have planned for a huge rollout? What can we expect from Nashville, from your stable and the country music? When are festivals going to start again? When are people to get back out on the road?
Well, what we're starting to see, and there's still a lot of questions up in the air, but we are starting to see some of our younger guys. John Langston, for instance, he's already starting to replay the clubs down in Atlanta or down in Georgia and down in Florida, where they kind of ease some of the rules, but at the same time trying to be responsible and do social distance shows. We're starting to see Eric Church and Brothers Osborne starting to be booked on some June festivals. You're still hoping with the vaccinations and everything rolling out that it's kind of going to keep open things up. And we're waiting on the announcement, but we do know that Eric Church is planning a fall tour. So everyone, and he's kind of leading the charge on get vaccinated and let's get back to live shows. Being the entertainer of the year, that's one of the things he feels he needs to kind of push for everybody so that we can get the crowds out there. But we're hoping to kind of by the end of fall and toward winter to kind of get back to somewhat normal. They'll obviously be very similar to what's going on right now in sports. There'll be a lot of rules of you'll try to keep distance what you can. There'll be protocols that'll have to be handled, because one of the things you think about is the people coming to the show. But what you don't think about is there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes of loading in and loading out, and that's not always the crew that you bring. You hire a lot of local people to come in and do that, so there's a ton of contact, and you just have to be smart and be safe since you don't know these people. Make sure that everyone's being tested or hopefully vaccinated. I don't know that you can legally require everyone to be vaccinated, but you just have to put the mask and protocols and that sort of thing in place just to try to keep everybody safe and everybody healthy, because we just want everybody to come back out and get back to live music, because live music in the end is what will end up saving us all and saving our sanity anyway, I should say.
You bet.
And just get back to having fun and some normalcy of our world. So we're starting to see the artists crank it up a little bit and trying to plan. And obviously you always have to plan for success. So kind of the way things are trending, it looks like hopefully we'll see some normalcy back in the fall with some of these big tours.
Now, are you looking at these tour venues? Let's say, for example, let's say Nashville, indoor versus outdoor. You look at in Chicago, you have the old Rosemont Horizon, then you have Tinley Park on the outside venues. Instead of having 20,000 people at a show, you're looking at 7,000 maybe. And then instead of having 40 tour dates, are you looking at 20 tour dates just for the crew and whatnot to set up? You can't do a cross country tour.
I think it'll vary with artists. Some of your younger artists, I think that's exactly what you're going to see. If they would normally play a 2,000 seat venue, you might see them play a 4,000 or 5,000 seat venue with only 2,000 people. The problem you get with your major tours, your Luke Bryan, your Kenny Chesney's, your Eric Church's, Jason
Stadium,
Aldean,
the stadium shows,
the people that can do the stadiums and sell out all the arenas, is you have to make the economics work. So you thought, well, we'll just put half the people in there. Well, if you do that, the economics don't work unless you charge a fortune for the tickets, which, you know, most of these artists want their fans in there. They don't want the elite. So they're not going to do that. They want the people to be able to afford to come see them. So that's a lot of what's having to be figured out. And there's still a lot of unanswered questions. I do know, and I'll be honest, I know part of this because I read the article yesterday that but the Billboard article with Eric Church on the cover of this actually came out today. He talks about the fact that they've been meeting with all these different venue heads and sort of thing, just trying to find a solution. You know, his promoter, the Messina Group, and then his agent, which is Creative Artist, they're all kind of working it together to try to come up with an answer of what is best for the fans as well as the artist. So it looks like we're getting close. Look very, very close.
Well, we got our fingers crossed for you, man, and we're looking forward to
for sure.
Success in your arenas, no pun intended, but for the music industry itself and moving forward. We have to make changes. It's just the way it is. And you guys are the pros, so we're going to take your lead on it. And that, on a side note, if you want to have some of your artists come through Southern Indiana, man, we have a great venue up at French Lick that if these guys want to come and warm up and dust get the dust off the strings and fire it up, we'd be more than happy to help you out.
Hey, that's something to keep in mind for sure. And, like I said, I've got a couple guys that play golf, Eric Church and Gary Allen. Gary Allen's got like a 12-inch.
Yeah, Gary's pretty good golfer too. I've played not with him, but in a tournament with him in it. Actually, it was the Vince Gill's tournament. Gary was in it. So he's a pretty good golfer. Hey, let me ask you something. Not to let a cat out of the bag here or anything, but doesn't Eric Church have something about to drop pretty soon?
Eric Church, this is no secret, and we'd love to tell everybody, he has a triple album coming. The first album will drop on the 16th of April. So it's called Heart and Soul is the name of the complete project. So Heart drops on the 16th. The And album, which is pronounced ampersand, actually, because it's the symbol, it will drop on the 20th, but you have to be a member of Eric Church's fan club to be able to get it. It will not be available to the public. And then Soul will drop on the 23rd. But yes, sir, absolutely. We're pretty excited about that.
Yeah,
his current single, Hell of a View, is almost top 10. So things are kind of shaping up real for a nice summer for Mr. Church.
I think we need a new theme song there, Frank. When we promote the Eric Church,
just tune, plug in some Eric Church bumper music.
The voice of Golf Talk America.
Can we keep it under 20 seconds?
You can do that.
I'm a member of ASCAP. Back off there.
Don't want to get paid.
I just don't want them sending me bills. Good Lord, I shouldn't have said that on the air. Oh.
Hey, Jimmy, let me ask you a question. So you're launching a triple album, and going back to, like, we're paving a new road. There's a new highway on how to promote. I mean, it's got to be huge on social media. You're looking at TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Everything has the menu, has the recipe changed over the past 12 months on the social media side on getting the word out compared to going to, you know, K92 or WSIX or whatever it may be and getting in front of the program director? I mean, how's that? Is that going to be the future of how records are going to be promoted?
Well, you'll still see a combination of the two, and that's kind of, at least from my side of it, from radio airplay side, you know, the only thing that's really changed in our world is the fact that we just start to be able to do visits. I mean, we're still in contact with the music directors and program directors of these great radio stations and talking them into playing our current music. But you don't get the face-to-face, which makes it really harder to introduce newer artists. But with a album dropping coming, both sides would be very heavy. I mean, we will be doing a lot of national promotions with a lot of the radio chains and a lot of the local guys, but at the same time, they will absolutely be a huge social presence. And that we kind of saw that move happen several years ago, kind of moving that way, being able to get to more people with the social media. But obviously with everybody being at home for the last 12 months, as you were saying, not being able to get out, you've definitely seen higher usage there and a little more able to get to more people for sure. So, I think you'll see a little more of that blending into the older recipe as we keep updating it and coming up with new meals for sure.
Yeah, just to reset, we're talking with Jimmy Rector, who is with EMI Records, and he is the Vice President of Promotions here in Nashville, Tennessee. And Brendan Sweeney was kind enough to to get him. Well, they had a lot of fun at a bar, and so he agreed to come on the show. So, Jimmy, we appreciate that very much. But
hey, Jimmy, I'll get rid of those pictures after the show, okay?
I've got the ones of you.
Oh, I'll pay dearly for those. You name the price, Jimmy.
The social media thing's overrated. Don't pay no attention.
Don't pay no attention?
Don't pay no attention to that. Yeah.
That's not me. That's Photoshop.
Now, you're exactly talking like a Nashvillean, hey, brother. Be careful.
Jimmy, I just thought of something. I mean,
oh, no.
Look, we were talking at,
oh, no.
We were talking at the Yankees game. And I sent you up a couple sticks. I got you some Tour Edge golf clubs. Yep, sent them up to you. Have you hit them yet?
I took them out. It was really wet here on Sunday, and I took them out for a little bit. And I'm taking them out today. I'm actually playing at Temple Hills today. So I'm looking forward to hitting them.
Lord. Who are you playing with at Temple Hills?
A guy named Daniel Ming. He owns Move Fit, and he's also my trainer. So it's always fun to go drink beer with your trainer because he just stares at you every time you pop a can.
Yeah, well, that's okay. play golf with Marty Rowe.
But that ought to be fun.
Bear a hole.
but Brendan, I hit the 3-wood, and when I didn't pull my head up to see how hard I hit it, I actually hit it well. But I topped it more than anything because I kept wanting to watch it fly.
I thought Brendan got all the tops out of that club.
I'm trying to get rid of all the crap in my garage. I continue like this.
You know, Jimmy, I'm looking at bags full of Titleist here and Callaway, and there's some Tour-Age stuff here.
I need one that doesn't have a slice in it. That's what I'm after. Off the tee, I tend to. Someone told me if you play it, it's a fade, not a slice. So I have a fade.
Oh, there you go.
I will literally turn 45 to 50 degrees away from where I want the ball to go to play my slice.
You know what? I'll give you a quick Butch Harmon tip. If for the average everyday golfer that is hitting a slice, okay? When you set up, go ahead and set up to the ball and then kind of loosen your grip and toe in the club face. Just toe it in about an inch. And then re-grip in the same position, but the club's going to look like it's closed on you. Looks like it's going left. Mm-hmm. And then swing and watch what happens.
All right. Hey, Jimmy, I got a tip for you.
But
too.
Just let me know where you are so I won't park my car close.
hey, Jimmy.
Yeah, Brendan.
I'd take 2 weeks off and then quit after that.
No, that tip worked.
That.
That's good. That's good stuff.
That's awesome.
Man. Hey, well, tell me this. Give us some inside poop. What's going to happen here in Nashville with the Summer Music Festival? What do you think we're going to do anything, or
are you talking about the CMA Music Festival?
Yeah,
it's already been canceled.
Yeah, that's what I'd heard. But so nothing's going to happen. There's not going to be any little impromptu bluebirds or anything like that.
I think we'll see it come back full force in 2022. Wow. The planning that goes behind that, they have to plan it so far in advance that at the time we weren't in a position to know whether or not we would be able to safely have it in June. And that's why they ended up having to cancel it. If they were able to just kind of kick it up today with the fact that, you know, in Tennessee, vaccinations are open to everybody that's 16 and up. So it's obviously the landscape has changed.
Yeah.
They might have a chance, but what they have to do to get that thing set up, they wouldn't have time to have it ready by then. So that's why they made the decision to cancel it for this year.
Well, I'll tell you how old I am. I remember the old days of Fantasy Fest. And,
wow.
That's the country music festival. That's a long time ago, and it wouldn't take long to set that one up.
Well, I remember Music Fest out at the fairgrounds. That's when I first got to town in around 89-90.
Yeah, well, that's exactly, yeah. I call it Fantasy Fest. That's a joke. But, yeah, the old fanfare. Fanfare is what it was called.
Fanfare, absolutely. Fanfare out at the fairgrounds.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a lot of fun. So, anyway, Jimmy Rector, man, it's good to meet you. We have definitely got to play some golf, and we'll get Sweeney down here.
I tell you what we could do.
What's that?
April 23rd, we're going to do the Golf Talk America show up at French Lick, so you're to come up on Thursday night. Jimmy, if you're open Thursday, Friday, want to come up to the resort, just let me know, man. We'll tee it up, have a couple beers, eat a steak, go to bed, repeat, jump in the car, go home.
That might actually work. I get back, I have a trip, and I get back on that Wednesday night, so I might be able to pull that off. I just got to talk the wife into it, but unfortunately, as me and you've talked, I can't pull off the Saturday. I have a granddaughter turning two, so.
Oh, boy.
Although she won't remember me being there. Her grandmother will.
Yeah. You don't want to. Yeah,
so her mama.
Two very important words in life. Yes, dear. Yes, dear.
Yes. Jimmy, we appreciate your time, my man. Frank, it's always good catching up with you. And for everybody out there, just be safe, be distant, be conscious of your friends and family. And hopefully we'll get through this thing before you know it. And we'll be back to normal. We'll be watching country music, playing golf, drinking beers, having fun.
Let's hope. There Thanks you go. For having me, guys.
Hey, Jimmy, thank you so much. Brendan, don't go anywhere. Let Jimmy hang up, but you stay there for a minute.
All right. See you, Jimmy. All right.
Thanks, Jimmy. Guys. Appreciate it, buddy. Jimmy Rector, the Vice President of Promotions for EMI Records in Nashville, Tennessee. That was great. That was a lot of fun to have him on, and we'll have more from him. We may have him do our music updates for us this next year.
Yeah, he's got the stable. He's there to promote his guys, and we got the platform for him.
Yeah, it'll be perfect. So it's been good having you, Brendan. Looking forward to French Lick the end of this month and playing some golf with you and seeing you again. It's been a while. So
let's do our Masters preview next week.
We will definitely do Masters next week every day. So, Brendan Sweeney, it's been a pleasure. Thanks, buddy. I will talk to you later today.
Cheers.
Cheers. Brendan Sweeney from the French Lick Resort. So, thanks, everybody, for listening. We appreciate each and every one of you. Apologize for Tim Matthews not being here, because the show runs a lot smoother when Tim's hosting Golf Talk America and I co-host. But he'll be back soon. Anyway, for each and every one of us at Golf Talk America, for Jimmy Rector at EMI Records, for Brendan Sweeney at the French Lick Resort, thanks very much for listening, folks, and tuning in to Golf Talk America.